Mercy and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Gospel for this day, from St. Luke chapter 2. And Jesus said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" And they did not understand the saying that he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. It was Saint Augustine who said, "So far had our pride cast us down, that only the humility of God could raise us up." At the end of the Gospel for this first Sunday after the Epiphany, St. Luke tells us that, returning from Jerusalem with his parents after the feast of the Passover, Jesus went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. So far had our pride cast us down that only the humility of God could raise us up. And here we see the humility of God. For the 12-year-old boy who is submissive to Mary and Joseph is true eternal God, the eternal Son and Word of the Father, through whom all things were made and are held in being. He who with the Father and the Son is Creator, he is now submissive to those whom he himself created. We learn to say in the Catechism, "I believe that God has made me and all creatures, including Mary, his virgin mother, and Joseph, his foster father." So far had our pride cast us down that only the humility of God could raise us up. Jesus went down with his parents from Jerusalem and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them, in that way perfectly fulfilling the fourth commandment, to honor father and mother, not despising them nor provoking them to anger, but giving them honor, serving and obeying them, and holding them in love and esteem. In doing so, Jesus fulfills perfectly the law of love in our place, instead of us and for us, submitting himself not only to his virgin mother and foster father, but also submitting himself to rejection, mockery, flogging, and death by crucifixion, to atone for your sins and my sins, also our sins against the commandment to honor father and mother. As pious Jews, Jesus' parents always went up to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. And so when Jesus was 12 years old, they took him with them. Everything went smoothly until the return from Jerusalem at the end of the feast. Then at the end of the first day's journey, they discovered that Jesus was missing. We should remember that the Holy Family went to Jerusalem not all by themselves, but with relatives and friends. And Jesus' parents were apparently quite content that their boy should be with other children of his own age. But not finding him among their relatives and friends, they make a day's journey back to Jerusalem where the next day they are astonished to find him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And Mary says, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been searching for you in great distress." Jesus replies, "Why were you looking for me? Didn't you know that I must be in my Father's house?" In these words, Jesus corrects Mary, in effect saying, "I am with my Father. My real father is not Joseph, but another, God himself, and I must be with him." Just as Jesus must, as the innocent Lamb of God, suffer, be rejected, killed, and then rise again, I must be with my Father. I must do his will. And so what might seem to be disobedience to his earthly parents is actually the expression of his obedience as the Father's eternal Son, an obedience that will finally take him to his cross and resurrection. The 3 days his parents sought him and could not find him point forward to the 3 days between his death and resurrection. And already with the loss of Jesus in those days, Simeon's prophecy that the sword of sorrow would pierce Mary's heart was already finding fulfillment, a fulfillment which would be brought to its terrible climax when Jesus' mother stood beneath the cross on Calvary. St. Luke tells us that Jesus' parents did not then understand what he said. "Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" But Luke adds that though not understanding, his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. And twice before in Luke's account of Jesus' birth, Luke notes that Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Luke also tells us that when Mary visited her cousin Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, Elizabeth said of Mary, "Blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And these words of Elizabeth were sealed by Jesus himself when in his ministry, Jesus responded to the woman in the crowd who cried out, "Blessed is the womb that bore you, the one who nursed you." Jesus said then, "Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it." Mary was one who heard the word of God and kept it. As Luke tells us, Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart, treasured up all these things in her heart. And in so doing, the lowly virgin is the pattern for all us believers, taking God at his word, pondering that word which tells us that through Jesus, our brother, who died for us, we too are dear children of the Father in heaven. So far had our pride cast us down that only the humility of God could raise us up. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.